You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Jessica Herron is the founder and CEO of Stella & Dot, a San Francisco-based jewelry and accessories retailer built on what it calls a social selling model. Effectively, the company has reimagined direct sales for the digital age, harnessing the tens of thousands of women around the world who have an entrepreneurial spirit but want to work flexibly from home. These women, and it is mostly women, sell Stella & Dot's wares independently through their personal networks and via social media, and in return enjoy the flexibility of being self-employed. Herron launched the company in 2003, and even by 2010 it was valued at $370 million. This week Jessica is here to talk us through the mission of Stella & Dot, and to explain why she decided to launch the company in the first place. Here's her story.
You know, the idea for Stella & Dot really started while I was at my first company. Here I was doing something that looked really good on paper. It was a successful business. We were featured on Oprah. And all these women reached out to me and said, give me your best business advice. I want to start a business too. And I could think to myself, well, this looks good on TV, but it's actually kind of a nightmare. Truly, I worked nights and weekends. I raised a ton of venture capital. I took on a lot of risk. And at the end, I felt like I had a business that ran me versus me running it. And I thought to myself, is this what business is for? I look successful to other people, but I'm actually not happy. And I don't really feel soulfully connected to what I do. And I had to do a real hard life analysis and say, is this what I'm meant to do? And the answer to that was no. So I had to leave the company I started. And next time around, I promised myself I would start a business with my heart first and my head. Meaning, of course, I'm going to think through everything you would think through. Where's the white space? How do you disrupt it? How can you improve upon something for the consumer and create value? But I knew it had to be purpose-driven. And for me, that lightning bolt moment came to me when I recognized that I didn't actually have a good answer to that question of what business could I start. So I started thinking to myself, what could you do where you created a platform where women could start a business without all the risk and the heartache, but a lot of the profits and the fun and the community, the hope and the upside. And that's really what the mission and the underlying idea of Stella & Dot is reinventing flexible income for women. What is similar to building any company is in the beginning you look crazy. You are defying all probability, all reason, and I think it has to start with that. I think you have to believe beyond reason, because otherwise you'd give up. There's naysayers around you. There's a million reasons why it wouldn't work. You have to be sure enough that what you're trying to create needs to exist to stick with it. And that's what I did in the very beginning of this company. I started making jewelry in my living room on nights and weekends while I was pregnant and had another full-time job. And I looked completely insane and I had no idea what I was doing. And so I basically figured it out through a lot of hustle and iteration. And each day it got slightly less crazy because I went out into the world and I found people better than I at this particular skill that was necessary to bring this vision to life and in fact improve upon the vision. So that took me meeting someone who knew everything about how existing home-based businesses worked so that I could learn from them. It was about finding my partner, Blythe Harris, our chief creative officer, who actually knew how to make jewelry as a Parsons-trained artist, and she worked in the luxury space. So it was about finding other people to go on this crazy journey with me. Well, Stella & Dot started in jewelry, but now we're a fashion and accessories company and actually a family of brands. So Stella & Dot has 3 brands in 6 countries and over 30,000 independent entrepreneurs that are earning flexible income. And we have paid out over $500 million in commissions. So it's a business that has scaled, and we've done it because what I really believe in business, how you do anything, if you're doing it the right way, is because you deserve it with the customer. So we innovated the affordable luxury fashion accessory space. In the UK, about 60% of our product line is under 40 pounds. So it's accessible, but it has better quality because we innovated a socially responsible supply chain in order to be able to produce that. So that's sort of the core of what our sellers have to sell. But to sell our product, we don't have storefronts that we lease on High Street. Instead, our store is every screen and every kitchen in the world. And we sell our product through our independent stylists. They sign up. They get a starter kit, it's business in a box. It's, you know, you press the easy button and you can have an instant website and tech tools. And then they earn commission when they sell the product, and they sell it in person and online. We ship direct to the customer so they don't carry inventory. So we've really de-risked entrepreneurship and made it a very low cost of capital to start and really easy to be profitable fast. And that's how we sell our product. So our why is the same, and we ask the same questions as 10 years ago. It's just that the answers are different. So the questions are, how do you serve the modern woman and give her a flexible way to earn that fits her lifestyle? And how do you do that with product that's better than anything else that's out there, that has a large addressable market that you can add more value in? And how do you use technology to superpower the human experience so that people can sell more productively and add more value to the customer? So those are the same exact questions we asked a decade ago. Now the answer sounds slightly different. We're broader than accessories. We've 11x'd our market opportunity by expanding into apparel. We are more about mobile and social commerce, and we create digital apps for people to use AI and make the right suggestions versus just e-commerce. But we're still doing it for the same reasons. For Stella & Dad, I'm very excited for our global growth, our international growth, particularly here in Europe. We've barely scratched the surface of our market potential, and we're launching expansions to our business in significant ways. We're looking to grow our seller base, we're expanding our product category, and we're innovating our tech platform in a really significant way. And I do feel like it's day one, which is exciting. It's exciting as an entrepreneur to know that your best days, your best ideas, your biggest impact is around the corner. I'm very proud of my first business. I started it. I dropped out of Stanford Business School at the age of 24 and started an e-commerce business that still exists today and thrives. So I'm very proud that I used my head and I did everything you learn to do in business school. You find the market space, you create the technology. But what I learned is that it's not enough. You don't start a business, you start a life. And you're the one that's got to experience it every single day. So what's going to fulfill you? What's going to get you out of bed a decade in and feel like this is what you're doing with your one precious life? And so for me, with Stella & Dot, it being mission driven is what fuels me. And it is probably why I feel so energetic and optimistic, because I am as eager today, if not more so, to make this business bigger, because it means more impact. You know, when we add up our success and we talk about the billions of dollars now that we've sold in jewelry, or the $500 million in commission paid, it's not the macro number, it's the stories that are in between. So it's the number of fertility treatments paid for, car payments, kids sent to summer camp, tuition paid. It supports military spouses. It supports people, you know, in a way that it's those daily stories that fuel me. And knowing, I mean, isn't that what we all want? Is to know that, like, you matter. You matter to somebody. You're doing something that's slightly bigger than you. And it feels really like an honor to be a part of that.
Thanks very much to Jessica Herrin for sharing the story of Stella & Dot. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.